Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And if you were listening in the last half hour expecting to hear Pastor Lutz, you heard me instead. I had the opportunity to be able to fill in for Pastor Lutz during the previous program for the cause of Christ, and thankful for that opportunity. We were talking about the rapture, and I got down to the end of the program talking about how it's in two stages, and we'll touch on some of that perhaps again here during this half hour, and maybe some other things in line with that topic as well. But as we've mentioned, it is a live program. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone lines are open. You can call 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll take your call on the program here today. And let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. Thank you for the chance to talk about the catching away of the believers in the last half hour. Pray that in this half hour, that we'd also be able to talk about some things that be a benefit and a help and encouragement to believers, and to use this program as well for your glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I wanted to mention a couple of things here before we get started here. Want to remind you to pray for the Ohio Pastor Protection Act, House Bill 36. It is stalled in committee right now, and just pray that that would get moved along. You can call or email your representatives there in the State House and urge them to support this bill. The number for the State House is 800-282-0253. That's 800-282-0253. And we need to be able to get this bill moving. It is being blocked by some powerful homosexual interests in the state. They do not want this bill to pass, and they have an inordinate amount of influence over our state leadership. And Equality Ohio is kind of one of the point groups on this. They've threatened to pour money into districts to challenge people who are not support or people who support this bill. And so pray for that. The Ohio Pastor Protection Act, just a reminder what this bill does. It does not say same-sex marriages can't be done. It merely says that churches and church ministries, church organizations like schools and camps and such, and pastors and ministers that do not believe that same-sex marriage is biblical, it simply says they cannot be forced to perform same-sex marriages or to allow their facilities to be used to celebrate same-sex marriages. And that's basically all it says. And that's why the homosexual groups don't like it, because my personal belief is that they're looking at this as a way to force pastors and churches under threat of lawsuits and things like that to pass to do these things or allow these things to take place. And if not, they'll eventually use that as a way to try to take away tax-exempt status from churches. There's a lot of communities that would like to have the ability to tax churches. Now, our church doesn't have anything to tax. We meet in a hotel room. But a church like Cleveland Baptist Church, you know, they've got a valuable property there. And we'll get to our phones here in just a moment here. But just speaking of Cleveland Baptist Church, that reminds me that if you are Spanish-speaking Christian, or Spanish-speaking and want to know more about Christianity, let me encourage you. The Spanish department at Cleveland Baptist Church is hosting their annual missions revival starting actually today, April 28th, and it's going to run through Sunday, April the 30th, and evangelist Carlos Chacon from Lafayette, Illinois, is going to be preaching there. And you can go there tonight, Cleveland Baptist Church, at 7 p.m. tonight. Also tomorrow, April 29th, they have four sessions starting at 9:30 in the morning, and also 10:30, 11:30, lunch at 12:30, and then a 3:30 session there. And then Sunday, April 30th, is coming Sunday, 10 o'clock for Sunday school, main service at 11 o'clock, evening service at 6 p.m. And you can find the Cleveland Baptist Church and the Spanish speaking service at 4431 Tiedemann Road in Brooklyn, Ohio. That's 4431 Tiedemann Road, Brooklyn, Ohio. You can learn more at the website clevelandbaptist.org. That's clevelandbaptist.org. And you can click on the link for the Spanish department there. And you can also contact the Spanish department pastor, Pastor Jose Duarte. That's Pastor Jose Duarte at 216-671-2822. That's 216-671-2822. And that's, like I said, starting tonight, Friday, 7 p.m. Services on several times, starting 9:30 tomorrow morning, and then Sunday as well, all day at Cleveland Baptist Church, the Spanish department. For anybody who's Spanish speaking, would like to go, call them 216-671-2822. Well, get back to a couple of other things here as well. And just a reminder that you can call us at 888-677-9673. Reminder that my website, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com. Also on Facebook, Facebook, and just look for Live with Pastor Al on Facebook. And we have got Nancy calling in here this afternoon. And Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Allen. I'm sorry that I missed your first section on the rapture. Let me turn my radio down.
Okay, yeah, that'll help.
yes, we had a very interesting Bible study Wednesday, you know, under Pastor Andy of Bible Baptist Temple, about how God used Jonah and brought the whole city of Nineveh to repentance and salvation, even though they were very evil. You know, they would skin people alive. They're very, very savage. So I'm thinking about Joel Osteen. He's been on my mind a lot lately because I have several friends. I'm not 100% sure if they're saved or not, but they just love Joel Osteen. And I just wondered, in a roundabout way, do you think, since God can use just about anybody to achieve his purposes, do you think that somehow or another, God can use Joel Osteen to bring some people to salvation? I'm just really perplexed about this. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Joel Osteen, very popular and very well known. And I'm always reminded, you know, the phrase when you ask if God can use Joel Osteen. Well, God could use a donkey. You know, he can use anybody.
I was going to say that, a donkey.
Yeah. but here's the thing. The problem with Joel Osteen is, If he were to be honest, he wouldn't claim to be a Christian pastor. He's a great motivational speaker. He's great at encouraging people and making people feel better. But unfortunately, my personal thought from looking at some of the things that he's said and talked about is that he's sending a lot of people into hell with a smile on their face. He's patting them on the head, telling them to feel good about themselves and as they stumble off into a Christless eternity. And
yes.
Part of the reason that I say that is Joel Osteen does not want to talk about sin. He does not want to talk about hell. He does not want to talk about repentance. And, basically, he just talks about, how to feel good and God loves you and all this sort of stuff. And I remember he was on with Larry King some years ago, and he was asked specifically about salvation and about whether or not you need to be born again and all that. And I'm trying to remember about that. I remember just reading not too awful long ago, somebody talking about this, and basically his response to Larry King, who's Jewish, who rejects Jesus Christ as his Messiah. And remember, the Bible mm-hmm. says there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby he must be saved. Talking about the name of the true Messiah, which is Jesus Christ. And Joel Osteen basically responded to Larry King saying, well, you know, I'm not going to judge. God knows your heart. And he was even asked mm-hmm. about other people and other religions and atheists and all. He said, oh, I'm not going to judge. Only God knows the heart. Mm-hmm. And it kind of mm-hmm. sounded like the current Pope, you know, if you got a good heart, you're going to go to heaven, whether you accept Christ or not. And that's just plain wrong. Bible says our heart's wicked and deceitful. You know, so when we look at somebody like Joel Osteen, who comes out with a big smile and makes people feel good and presents himself as a Christian, we have to remember to compare his message to the Word of God. The Bible talks about a lot about false teachers even arising from amongst ourselves. And, you know, in 1 John chapter 4, it talks about, testing the spirits, trying the spirits. And when we look and compare Joel Osteen's ministry, you know, about just love and feeling good about mm-hmm. yourself, but not warning people, not telling us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, not warning us about a hell in its awful reality, and instead just saying, be a good person. I was just thumbing through here online I saw a quote here where he said, I'm not cheating people by not talking about hell. So, you know, there he admits that he doesn't talk about hell. He said this, and I'm trying to find the date on this. He said, you know, it's not hellfire and brimstone, but I say most people are beaten down enough by life. They already feel guilty enough. They're not doing what they should, raising their kids. We can all find reasons. So I want them to come to our Lakewood meetings and be lifted up to say, you know what? I may not be perfect, but I'm moving forward. I'm doing better. Mm-hmm. And I think that motivates you to do better. Well, there's a problem that I have with that right there. Where was Jesus in there? What was that?
I agree with everything you're saying, and I know all that myself. But is there some way, a roundabout way, someone that would not listen to a real hellfire and brimstone preacher, if they listened to Joel Osteen, it would be possibly like sort of a gateway, like the next step, and then maybe somehow the Holy Spirit will come into their heart and lead them to correct doctrine. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no,
I possibly be a stepping stone.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, unfortunately, this is my thought. I think he's inoculating people against the gospel.
Oh, that's excellent.
See, here he is. He says, our general message speaks to staying in peace and being respectful and staying full of joy and staying positive. I don't get specific uh-huh. about the politics, but our core message deals with how every day you have to choose to be happy. You have to overlook things that are done wrong and things that are said. And see, all this kind of stuff, people go there. It's a form of religion. You know, it's a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And I think Paul warns about people like this. That reminds me Second Timothy chapter 3. And he says in verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to knowledge of the truth. And then in the next chapter, in verse 4, he says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And I think this is a warning against people like Joel Osteen. I really think they inoculate people against the gospel. People go there, they feel good. He makes them feel good. I remember Dr. Bruce Cummings, founder of He started the Massillon Baptist Temple many years ago. He's with the Lord now. And he made a statement one time. He said that in order to have the gospel work, you need positive and negative, just like you need on a battery. For the battery to work, there's got to be a positive mm-hmm. and a negative terminal.
Yes.
And the positive, yes, of yes. course, Joel Osteen likes to talk about God's love and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is a strong positive in the gospel, but there's also a strong negative. The wages Absolutely. Of sin is death. Mm-hmm. Those who do not trust Christ as their Savior, the Bible says, will wind up in the lake of fire for all eternity. And that's mm-hmm. not a very positive message. I mean, it's depressing. Mm-hmm. But the positive and the negative there together promote action, just like the positive and negative terminal on the battery. You know, you put that
Ooh,
in
yeah.
and it makes things have action, you know, makes things work, makes mm-hmm. things run.
Mm-hmm.
And when we put those two together, people see their sin and they come under conviction over their sin. I'm reminded when I was in the Air Force having a disagreement with a chaplain on base, and I saw in the chaplain regulations that the mission of the chaplains was to make people feel good. Now, Joel Osteen would have fit in good. They were to make people feel good. And when you mm-hmm. preach the gospel, sometimes people aren't going to feel good. They come under conviction mm-hmm. of their sin, and they feel bad. They feel overwhelmed with their sin and the fear of dying and going into a Christless eternity. I know that when I trusted Christ as my Savior, I didn't feel very good at that moment. I realized mm-hmm. I had mm-hmm. sinned and I deserved hell, and I knew that's where I was headed. And so when I put trusted Christ as my Savior, I turned to the positive side. Then I felt better because I knew mm-hmm. my sins were forgiven. I knew that the Spirit of God was in me, and I knew that my home was in heaven with the Lord. And so I was freed from that.
Yeah, and to get back to my original question, because I was trying to weave this in with Jonah. You know, he ran away from God, and he didn't. I don't see any. Thing positive that he could. You said you need the positive and the negative. You know, I guess his sermon was something like to the Ninevites, in 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed.
Yeah, but he did say, except you repent, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So there was repentance in there, I believe, but he didn't emphasize it much. Jonah was a perfect example of how, even though the Bible says we ought to preach the truth in love, Jonah had no love for the Nineveh. In fact, he got mad because they repented and God spared him. When you preach and they did, they repented. Remember, they repented in sackcloth and ashes from the rulers on down.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry, I didn't know about that last part. Except you repent, but you know the Ninevites. I mean, they were so ungodly and so savage and so ruthless.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they really understood, you know, except you repent. I wonder if they understood it because he didn't really preach a sermon. But I guess the Holy Spirit, it just seems amazing that these ungodly people, this whole city repented. And I guess the Holy Spirit just took a hold of them. Even, I don't know if they were reaching out or what, you know, I just...
Yeah, well, somehow God worked in their hearts because obviously mm-hmm. they did repent and they did turn to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see. I was going to look through Jonah here real quick. And it says in Jonah chapter 3 in verse 4, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Well, obviously we don't have his whole message recorded here. And it says in verse 5, so the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. And then in verse 6, it says, for the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes and caused it to mm-hmm. be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king's nobles, saying, I don't need to read through all that. But something in what Jonah said, you know, God used that because the word came to the king and it changed his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a proclamation. And in verse 9, the king says, Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, and we perish not? And God saw his works, that they turned away from their evil way, and God repented the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. And so he spared them at that point. So something in Jonah's message carried the idea of repentance, because otherwise, how would the Ninevites have known to do this?
Okay, well, thank you very much that you answered my question.
Yeah, but as far as Joel Osteen goes, I would warn people from that, because
I do.
Yeah, he's a false teacher.
A friend of mine had said, well, he could be a gateway possibly to a doctrinally correct preacher. And I was just wondering if that was true, if somebody, you know, that would not listen to a hardcore preacher, but they would listen to Joel Osteen. And so then maybe that would sort of awaken something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let me put it this way, and then
you said inoculating.
Yeah, I got another caller. I'm going to catch two here as well, another couple before we run out of time. But let me put it this way real quick. You know, if you had cancer and you went to the hospital, you had a choice of one doctor that said, I'll make you feel good. I'll give you this these painkillers, and you'll feel good, and you just go on and think positive thoughts, and today is the greatest day of your life, and be a good person, be of good cheer, and your best day starts right now. And the other doctor said, listen, I'm going to put you on this regime. We're going to change your diet. You're going to have some chemo and or radiation therapy. I'm not going to kid you. You might have to have some surgery, and it's going to be tough, and you're going to feel like you're dying for a minute, but I can get you through this, and I can get rid of your cancer. Joel Osteen's the guy that's not doing anything for your cancer. He's just making you feel good. And then you say, well, I don't need to worry about cancer because I feel good. And he's not dealt with the underlying problem.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And good to see you the other night out at the Act for Cleveland meeting. Remember, that was good with Robert Spencer the other night.
Robert Spencer.
That was excellent. That was excellent.
Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And I know you'll give us a call again. We'll look forward to it. And you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. Jeremiah, let's see if we can get you in here before we run out of time.
It's a wonderful day that God has made, hasn't it?
Yes, we should be glad and rejoice in it.
Yeah, it's a cloudy day, but at least the Lord's may the Lord to bring the sun out later.
Mm-hmm. So, but good to hear from you today.
My question is, I know there's, are we close? No, well, my original question is about the Antichrist, but my question is, are we closer to, are we getting close to the rapture?
Oh, well, obviously we're closer today than we were yesterday, but I was filling in for Pastor Lutz in the last half hours talking about the rapture, the catching away of believers, and there's a lot of criticism about it, but I go back to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21. He said, when you see these things begin to happen, he said to look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I do believe we're much closer. I do believe things that are happening in the world today are setting things up for the reign of the Antichrist. We see Turkey, for instance, distancing itself from Europe and moving closer to Russia and Iran, and of course the Ezekiel 38 battle, which is in the last days. I think you could make a case, I'm not saying definitely, but you could make a case that it might occur in the beginning of the tribulation. But that alliance you can see firming up more and more each day. There's also evidence in Psalm Psalm 83, I believe, of a coming battle that I believe will involve Israel, Syria, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, probably parts of Iraq, Iraq and Islamic State controlled areas in particular and things that probably will occur before the tribulation and possibly even while the church is yet here. But as we see these things happening, you know, the world coming to the point where where people can be controlled with a mark, the worldwide computer networks, the internet and things would allow buying and selling to be controlled on a worldwide basis, and all these things are coming together, suggesting the time of the rapture. Plus, we see, the heart of man just seeming to get more and more wicked and rejecting God, and so we see these things. It's like in the days of Noah, like Jesus told in Luke 17, you know, wickedness increasing. And it's like also he warned, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot was there, and the increase in homosexuality and all that. Yeah, I think we're definitely in the days leading up to the return of Christ, and specifically the catching away of the believers. Don't know when it's going to be. Hope it'll be this year. But the best thing is to be prepared by trusting Christ as your Savior. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.